I'm Madeline Brand, and this is Day to Day. Here's a term more and more car buyers are becoming familiar with, upside down. To explain what being upside down means when it comes to cars, we turn to Michelle Singletary. Michelle writes the syndicated column, The Color of Money, for The Washington Post, and she spoke earlier with Alex Chadwick.
Michelle, having an upside down car loan, is that a good thing? I must say, just the term upside down, it doesn't go very well with cars for me.
If you are going to trade in your car, it is definitely not a good thing. Basically, being upside down means that you owe more on the car loan than the car is worth. So say you've got a $20,000 car that, you know, a couple years down the road you want to trade in, and you may still owe $17,000 on that loan, and yet you can't get that for that car. And so it's definitely not a good thing, and you don't want to trade in a car that you still owe money on.
Well, what is the smart thing to do then? Would it be to just call up the loan company and say, you know what, you can have the car back, I'm done with it, here, take the car?
Well, you don't want to do that. That might actually ruin your credit. You may want to hang on to this car. Really, what happens is lots of folks, 2 or 3 years in their car loan, they want a new car. They see something they like, they go in, they want to trade in, and what they'll do is roll over that loan balance into a yet another car loan. That means you're just adding on money, paying more interest. It's just ridiculous. So hold on to that car. Maybe it needs some repairs, save up, pay for that. But really, you want to hold on to your car as long as possible. Really, that's the way to build wealth. Buy a car, hold on to it, and really, I say, until your mechanic is on speed dial.
Tell me this. Suppose you you have a car like this, an upside down car, and it gets in an accident and it's totaled. What happens then if you owe more money than it's worth?
You have to come up with that money. The insurance company will only pay you what that car is worth, what they call the blue book value. The other thing is, lots of folks who find themselves upside down are upside down because they stretched out those loan payments. Used to be the average car loan was 4 years. Now it's 5 years. There are car loans for 6, 7, and 8 years. You don't want to do that. And people are getting these longer car loans because they want more car. You may not be able to buy that sports coupe or that SUV. And you should not have a car loan that's more than 4 years. If you have a car loan that's more than 4 years, you cannot afford that car that you are driving. It's as simple as that.
Michelle, I buy secondhand, sometimes thirdhand.
That's what I do. I buy used. I mean, really, and if you want an expensive car, make sure your pocketbook can afford it.
Michelle Singletary, syndicated columnist for The Washington Post and author of the book, 7 Money Mantras for a Richer Life. Michelle, thanks for joining us again on Day to Day.
Oh, you're welcome.
And that interview by Alex Chadwick. If you have personal finance questions for Michelle Singletary, you can email them to us at daytoday.org.